Last Day of Freedom, a short documentary film, came out last year to almost universal acclaim. It won Best Short at the International Documentary Association Awards, and now it's up for an Oscar. The animated film uses 32,000 hand-drawn images to tell the story of Bill Babbitt, whose brother Manny was executed at San Quentin in 1999. It touches on hot-button issues like racism, the treatment of veterans, mental health care, and the death penalty through a humane and all-too-human lens. San Francisco-based filmmakers Nomi Talisman and Dee Hibbert Jones sat down with KALW's Jen Chien to talk about the process behind the project. You'll hear Nomi Talisman first.
You two both come from the art world. How did you find yourselves making a documentary?
But a lucky accident almost. After I graduated, I had a day job doing media services for a nonprofit in San Francisco, Community Resource Initiative, and they do death penalty plea work. And they needed somebody to actually do a bunch of documentations and prepare evidence for them. And audiovisual material, and that's how I got connected into this field.
You're just doing a job for them.
I'm doing a job, mm-hmm. But through that, all these amazing stories came out, and that was a hook. So, you know, kind of a unique point of view that you usually don't hear. And I would go back and
being the relatives,
exactly.
So
sometimes it
would
be, you know, the mothers. It could be a cousin. It could be a lot of time the kids. So at one point, we went back to the organization and we said, would you be open or do you think there's any value to have these voices out? And they just jumped on it. They said, it's like, yes, absolutely. It's one point of view that we always try to bring in public. And it kind of was a good fit with other things that we've done in the past. It was just a much more extreme.
You mean thematically work that you had been doing already?
Here, I'll pass it on to Dee.
So we've always been interested in projects that deal with sort of individuals and bigger systems and the way that little people often don't see those systems connected to their own relationships to life. And so we're really trying to think about that in all of our artwork. So when she brought that back to us, we'd realized, wow, these stories are really never heard outside of these families. And this could be a perspective on issues that are truly seen in terms of black and white. And for us, we're really often interested in giving voice to people who don't get perspectives that are heard. And so just really opening up those dialogues.
When they started bringing back the death penalty, I embraced it. The death penalty was fine with me as long as it was your brother, your son, or your daughter. It was okay for somebody else's family members. I supported the death penalty. Never gave a thought for the family members left behind of the executed. And then one day it came knocking on my door. And that's where my education began.
There's something that I found so moving and relatable is how it's hearing that story through the lens of someone who's not the perpetrator of the crime, who automatically you have a lot of thoughts that just come up. You have a lot of conditioning. We have lots of kind of myths and stories and facts about, you know, who criminals are in our society. And hearing from someone who basically could be you or me, it was very, very moving.
I mean, one reason why we wanted to look at the family members' stories was really to look from the perspective of people who haven't committed any crime and to really think about how this death penalty takes so very long and doesn't in any way just impact the person who's committed a crime, but like is a judgment upon an entire community. For me, one of the things about Bill's story is that's so relatable in terms of you basically have a little younger brother that you care about so much. He does something wrong and you think, what am I going to do? And all of a sudden start wondering, should I call the police? Could he hurt my family? Could he do something to someone else? He needs help. I need to go and get him some kind of help, and then to find things go disastrously wrong. And then, you know, Bill still lives with the trauma of having turned his brother into the police and also the trauma of having his brother commit a crime. And so thinking about those two things and the fact that it's been a difficult thing for his whole family, and many of his family members don't talk to him anymore.
I'm speaking with filmmakers Dee Hibbert Jones and Nomi Talisman. Their short documentary, Last Day of Freedom, has been nominated for an Academy Award. I think that the style of the film and the format of the film really brings us into that dilemma and into the emotions of it. The use of animation to tell the story gives it this great power and this intimacy, almost that we can see into Bill's mind and his memories. And that allows you to tell this story with a lot of emotion and through metaphors. Did you have any inspirations as you were making Last Day of Freedom, other films or filmmakers who work in documentary but in a more creative or free style?
I'd say one of the films that we most admired was The Arbor. I don't know if you know, that's a documentary film, very different, and it's not animated at all, but just the way in which there's a break in reality, and that where you sometimes you're not quite sure whether you're actually seeing the play or you're seeing the actual testimonies from the characters. And this possibility that we had where in some places in our short, you could be in the mind of Manny and imagining that, you know, raindrops falling on a windshield are bomb explosions. And another moment you could have these isolated scenes, which are sort of Bill's lonely movement through time, always kind of going towards San Quentin to witness his brother's execution. And because we did 32,000 drawings.
32,000.
And because each of those drawings is a mark on a page and you're deciding what you want to make, then you really have the possibility of thinking about every single gesture.
We heard about they're going to get, Manny's going to get his Purple Heart. I said, sure enough, that's going to stop Manny's execution. Manny comes in shackled. The Marines salute my brother Manny, the condemned. And Manny tries to salute because his hands are tethered to his belly chain. He tries to salute. And my mother goes, that's my son. I'm proud of my boy. Then he took the medal off of Manny. When it was done, ceremony, they gave it to my mother and they brought Manny off to his cell.
Do you see this film more as documentary or more as art? Or is that even a useful distinction for you?
Well, one thing that we found is as we were doing a bunch of festivals and sending the film to a lot of places, is that actually people are interested in issues. They're interested in real things that happen in real life. And then they find the treatment is very exciting. And there's something about it that makes you feel like, oh, okay, maybe this is actually a niche that doesn't have to separate these two things. Maybe that's a place that people can accept the treatment that is unusual in this category, in this circuit, and yet they can see that there's really a really interesting story behind it that they just want to hear and they just want to take it on.